Time now for this week's Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know. Tell me, who are you?
This week on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile, we learn more about star receiver Namon Roosevelt.
Namon, you've quietly become one of the best receivers in the league. And more importantly, here in Saskatchewan, you've become one of the faces of the franchise. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's exciting. You know, worked hard. I just go out there and try to make plays for my team and do anything possible. And it's exciting. You know, it's exciting to make plays. And I see a bunch of, you know, guys on our team making plays. So it just excites all of us to go out there and, you know, do the same thing.
Obviously, you're not playing football all the time. Take us through a day off in the life of Namon Roosevelt.
A day off. Sleep. Probably come to here, get some treatment a little bit, go back to sleep, wake up. Play a little 2K, watch some film, and go back to sleep. That's all I do. Sleep. That's it.
Just sleep. What's your team on 2K?
Celtics. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with the trade right now. Okay, I like Kyrie. Yeah.
Now, what's your go-to pregame meal?
It depends on the if it's a day game, probably just French toast in the morning, and I'll be ready for the game. French toast and bacon. That's it. But if it's later in the day, probably I get probably spaghetti. That's it, and I'll be ready to go. Yeah, for a late night game. Yeah.
So, French toast and bacon, breakfast food. What's your favorite cereal?
Oh, man. I haven't ate cereal in years, actually. But it used to be Captain Crunch. Anything Captain Crunch, I'll eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Cut the roof of your gums or anything?
Nah. I used to love it. Yeah.
The peanut butter or just
the original Captain Crunch, I love. Yeah.
Anything with the marshmallows?
No, I'm not a big fan of marshmallows. Yeah.
Okay, now if you could go back in time to see one event, what would it be and why?
Wow. Oh, that's hard. Probably I want to be courtside watching Jordan play with the Bulls. That's one event I would like to see. Like him playing basketball, like just live, I want to see that.
Have you seen like Kobe or any other like top all-time greats play at all?
Never saw Kobe. I saw LeBron, which is sweet, but you know, Jordan would have been a great thing to see.
So, now that you're a vet, what's one of the funniest things you made the rookies do?
Probably, like the before home games, we make them go get breakfast. So, yeah, before home games, they get breakfast. Like, anywhere we tell them to, we call for them and give them some money, but they got to go get it. Like, make sure they get it before the game, though.
Doesn't matter where. There's no go-to place?
No go-to place. Just make sure you grab it.
All right. Now, all the receivers have some great touchdown celebrations, especially the last couple of weeks. Yeah. What do you say to those that say, you know, act like you've been there before?
Yeah. I mean, we're just having fun. It's exciting. I mean, this is an exciting game. If you're not having fun, I mean, what you planning for? So we just out there having fun, you know, joking around. You know, even in practice, we trying to make plays and joke around and have fun. So it's just about having fun with our team. I mean, we just bonding so nicely going into these next couple of games and, you know, last past couple of games. So we just out there having fun. So for anybody who said it's a problem or you know, I mean, not enjoying it, I don't know what's wrong.
Now, what about the other teams? Do they get mad at you when you score touchdowns and throw the celebration down?
I mean, no, because they all want to do celebrations. So it's on them. I mean, they got to stop.
So you run those crossfingers pretty fearlessly. What scares Namon Roosevelt?
Heights. Well, I don't ride no roller coasters, none of that. I'm afraid of heights, for real. So.
No flips or anything?
Nah, no flips, none of that. I'll stay on the ground.
All right, now we take a poll of all the players that we talk to here, and it's the most important question. Cats or dogs, and why?
Oh, man, probably dogs. Cats are too sneaky, you know what I mean? And they scratch too much, so. I mean, the dog is real chill. I know a couple of dogs that are just real chill. You know what I mean? Don't do anything. Just relax. And, you know, cats just too much. Yeah. It's too. The sneakiness get me. I don't like it.
All right, Namon, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys, man.
There was Namon Roosevelt. Like I said in the interview, he's become really the face of the franchise. And he just might be the most underappreciated superstar in this league. There's no press about him. Nobody mentions his name. But he quietly sits in, like, fifth place receiving. He was second in the league in receiving last year when he got hurt. The guy's a monster.
I'm glad he's on our team, even if he's on Team Dog.
Well, you're on the minority there, you guys being Team Cat.
Roosevelt might be the last good thing that Corey Chamblin has done with this team.
Very, very true. So thank you, Corey, for getting us and Brandon Tamman. Brendan Tamman for getting us Namon Roosevelt, one of the best receivers in the league. And of course, if there's any player on the team that you'd like to hear from, let us know. And if there's a question that you'd ask them, let us know what it is and we'll ask them for you. So just send us a message, send us a tweet at PifflesPod, and we'll see what we can do.